Netflix is gonna cost you more. Well, only if you relied on someone else's account. Netflix is apparently cracking down on password sharing. What's going on? What are the alternatives? And we also have a very, very important question at the end, so stick around.
Following what Netflix did in Canada first, it's now spreading to the US. And they stated, your Netflix account is for you and for the people you live with, your household. Netflix says in an email targeted at customers whose accounts are being used in multiple locations in the US. And now it's telling its customers, again in the US, to stop sharing accounts with people outside their households or pay $7.99 a month for each extra member. And why is this controversial, right? It's the main reason is in the past, when Netflix was gaining popularity, they tactically encouraged you and other users to share their accounts. And now they suddenly want to charge extra. And what Netflix is doing is they're asking customers to set up Netflix household at their primary location. And only one Netflix's account is used for one household, and everyone living in that household can use Netflix wherever they are, at home, on the go, holidays, wherever they are, and take advantage of the new features such as transfer profile and manage access and devices.
Yeah, this is wrecking havoc with Twitter. I mean, everything's burning and people are like screaming, no, we're gonna lose Netflix forever. Sorry, continue.
No, it's okay. And how Netflix determines their locations or how, if their users are sharing accounts, it says they're using IP addresses, device IDs, and account activity to determine whether another device is signed into your account and is a part of your Netflix household. In an attempt to assuage concerns about location privacy, they say, we are not collecting any GPS data from user devices. And the most interesting question of this part will be, how will this impact Netflix? They enforced this in Canada some time ago, and they have not announced how much subscribers they lost, but say they only mentioned they've gained 1.75 million subscribers.
Okay, that sounds like a great plus. If you tally this with the subscriptions, damn, that's a lot of revenue.
This is the information you tell to your shareholders. Look, we've gained
quarterly report. Stocks are going up. Yay! No, but it's super amazing because Netflix is not the only subscription service that has in its rules that you cannot password share. For example, YouTube. Okay, they already have this. I mean, you shouldn't share passwords. And yeah, on top of everything, I'm super pissed at YouTube at the moment because they have a family account, right? In my household, we use three accounts. So I have one, my girlfriend has one, and my TV has one. Don't go into that one, but that's the reason that we use three accounts. I don't like ads, and I'm willing to pay for the YouTube premium, but not for three separate accounts. It's like $10 per, yeah, it's like $10 per month. If I use three accounts, that's $30. Why can't I use just the family plan or something? They don't even have that. And everybody who's listening to this is not like, of course we have family plan, but no. There is a little limitation. Family plans are currently not available in Belarus, Iceland, Israel, South Korea, Venezuela, and you guessed it, Slovenia.
Why else?
This is so terrible. I mean, okay, regarding YouTube, I'm super stingy regarding that. And yes, I would love to share a password, but YouTube has a brilliant system of preventing this. If I share a password with my girlfriend, then I get all her recommendations and subscriptions. I don't want that. I want my YouTube's subscription list to be tech. I want it to be my music, my cook shows, everything that I follow, creators that I follow need to be there. I don't want to see her creators there. So that's kind of stopping us from password sharing.
Okay.
Rant over.
But to calm you down a little bit.
No!
I'm gonna jump over to a Netflix alternative that is also Disney Plus. I know some people that are
One more, and I need to emphasize this. I'm okay with password sharing Netflix because I don't rely on recommendations so much. I know which movie I want to see. I'm gonna search for it. I'm gonna browse the library. I'm okay, but YouTube is different. Just wanted to say that. Go ahead, Disney Plus, all yours.
Yeah, I wanted to start this Disney Plus alternative as that I know now more and more people that are using Disney Plus than, I don't know, a year ago or two when everyone was just talking about Netflix, which is kind of interesting. And on Disney Plus, as an alternative, you can your account can be associated with 7 different profiles, and the plan covers the entire household, with each member having their customized Disney Plus experiences. Plus, Disney Plus, you can share your account with extended family or friends. However, important note, simultaneous streams are only limited to 4. So be careful to not share your account with, I don't know, 5 people that are going to be watching at the same time. According to Disney Plus terms of service, sharing your password with others is forbidden, but is this enforced? As reported by Android Authority on February this year, 2023, they do not enforce this rule actively yet.
Yeah, this is a common theme. I mean, HBO Max also allows you to share your account with anyone in your household. And if you live with your family or your roommates, you don't need to be paying for separate accounts. You can just split one account. There is a similar limitation as in Disney Plus that you can only stream, I think, on 3 devices at the same time. Other than that, it just doesn't work. And sharing HBO Max outside your household is a different question because according to terms of use, you are not allowed to share your password with anyone who doesn't live with you. So although I consider you an extended family, dude,
sorry. I'm sorry, bro.
Can't do that.
Okay. The next one on our list is Amazon Prime. They can share their delivery service and several of its perks, including Prime Video, with another adult. All you have to do is go visit your Manage Household section on Amazon and invite another person to join your household by entering the email address assigned to their Amazon account. So they have to have an Amazon account. Once they accept, they'll be able to get Prime deliveries, Prime Video streaming, and Prime Reading ebooks, amongst other benefits. The main restriction for new household members is that they must live in the same country or region to use the as the Prime account holder and use the same marketplace. Bear in mind, both adults sharing Prime must agree to share payment methods associated with the account. I promise I won't use your address to order myself stuff.
I mean, that's actually a big problem. If I share my Amazon account with you, I'm also sharing my credit card details, and you could actually order stuff for you using my credit card. And I'm not sure, but last time I ordered with Amazon, and that was 2 days ago, I didn't have to confirm the transaction or anything. It just went through.
Okay. So minor note, trust the friend you're sharing this with, just in case. And now that
I won't share it with you.
Hey, now that we went through all the popular streaming services, which is Netflix, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, HBO Plus, let's just do a brief comparison. Netflix cheapest plan costs $4.99, but supports only one device, so the standard plan is $7.99. Disney Plus, $7.99. Amazon Prime Video, just video, $5.99, and HBO Max is $6.99.
So, Robert, which one are you having?
Currently Netflix for now.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. But at the end, you actually have to subscribe to all of them to see the movies that you want to see, right?
There is no platform that offers everything you want.
Yeah, I'm switching. I have a different service every month or every 2 months. I use Netflix for 2 months, and then I switch to Disney Plus, and then I switch to Amazon Prime, whenever the shows that I want to see come up to.
Which is the one that you've stayed the longest with?
YouTube.
YouTube. Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Okay, let's wrap up this episode with a question, and it's a very important question. We might actually do a whole episode in the future regarding this, but dear listener, for which content are you willing to pay on the internet? Reason why I'm asking this, with this Netflix conundrum, there have been numerous tweets saying something like this, and this is now me reading a tweet. I haven't paid for Netflix in like a decade, and now that they are finally gonna get rid of password sharing, I guess they finally got us where they want us, never paying for Netflix ever. Yeah, so what do you think about this statement? At the moment, we pay for internet access, sure, but what about the other content that's on the internet? I'm talking about news, videos, podcasts, services, I don't know, Canva, whatever. Should it be free or payable? Are you, as a person, as an individual, willing to pay the price or just watch the ads or give out personal data? Where do you draw the line? Let us know in the comments, because I'm really interested in that question. I may also recommend the, I think it's the last episode of The Waveform, the podcast that MKBHD does. There's also a quick section about a free TV, which you can get if you're willing to share your data and watch the ads and have a giant billboard in your living room.
All the time.
That's it. I've got nothing else.
That's it. Thank you all for joining in. Like, comment, subscribe, and see you in the next one. Pew.